Interest rates are still pretty high, which means the APY on high yield savings accounts are still up there. Today, we're going to go over some of the best high yield savings accounts available from banks and financial institutions with a minimum of 5% APY. Here are the accounts with a 5% APY or more as of recording this video. Number one, LendingClub at 5%. Number two, Salem 5 Direct at 5.01%. Number three, CIT Bank at 5.05%. Number four, Basque Bank at 5.10%. BMO Alto at number five, also at 5.10%. Number six, Bread Savings at 5.15%. Number seven, Popular Direct at 5.2%. Number eight, UFB Direct at 5.25%. Number nine, Tab Bank at 5.27%. Number 10, Redneck Bank at 5.30%. And number 11, Millibank at 5.5%. Now, hearing that all of these accounts come with a 5% APY or more is great, but not so fast. You really want to be careful which one you choose and make sure you know what you're getting yourself into, because there's always some fine print that you might overlook and regret later on. And here's what I mean. If we look at Redneck Bank, for example, yes, they're offering 5.3% APY, and that's awesome. That's amazing. But you can only earn that 5.3% APY on balances up to $15,000. And anything over that amount in that account will only earn 0.5% APY. They do have a money market account with a higher yield at 5.05% APY, but that's up to $100,000 with no minimum balance required. So any amount over $100,000 will earn 0.5% APY. And for each of these accounts, you do need an initial minimum deposit of $500. But after that, they say you don't need to maintain a balance. So that's something you want to keep an eye on. Are you able to get that 5.5%, 5.3% APY on the total balance? Or is it split up the way Redneck Bank does it? And you know, that's something that you want to pay attention to. I know I talked about Redneck Bank having a $500 minimum initial deposit requirement, but that's not the only bank like that. There are other financial institutions that require a minimum deposit as well. Bread Savings, CIT Bank, Lending Club, Popular Direct all require a $100 minimum deposit. Salem 5 Direct has a $10 minimum deposit. So at least half of the savings accounts that you see offering a 5% APY or more will typically have an initial minimum deposit requirement. Something else I want to highlight is customer service experience. If you've been a long-term subscriber, then you know I've shared information about UFB Direct's customer service. While they've been at the top as far as APY goes, the customer service experience has seemed to lack the qualities I personally would want from an organization that I'm going to deposit my money at. One easy way to learn more about the customer service experience of any of these financial institutions would be to simply type the name of the bank in Google and then type customer service and see what you can find. So we've personally been with CIT Bank for a little over a year now, and they've done a good job staying competitive with their yield and great customer service. And we love the mobile app they have that they've worked to improve last year. Some of these high yield savings accounts don't offer mobile apps. So if that's something you want, you'll need to confirm the bank you want to sign up with has an app so you can easily manage your account on the go. Zelle is another feature CIT Bank has that I like, and some of these other banks have that as well. So just think about what features you want before you just sign up for any of these accounts. I will mention this about CIT Bank though, that to get their 5.05% APY, you do have to have a minimum of $5,000 in that account. Otherwise, you can try some of the other banks like Millibank or Tab Bank that offer higher yields. But be careful of the tricks that some of these financial institutions try to use to lure new customers to sign up for their high yield savings accounts. You typically don't see this with older established banks like CIT Bank, but sometimes the newer, unproven financial institutions will offer interest rates that are competitive, and then after a few months, they'll drop the interest rate you're earning by 1%. This is an example of something I've seen in the past, and it just sucks for the user, the customer, who thought they were going to be able to get this high APY drop down and see all these other banks that they could have just signed up for and kept that high APY all that time. Now, we haven't switched over to another bank, and that's because if you sign up for all these different high yield savings accounts, well, you can hurt yourself in the future by signing up for another another high-yield savings account. These banks talk to each other, and just like your credit score, you have a similar thing that is tracking your bank activity. So you want to be careful by signing up for too many high-yield savings accounts. You don't miss out on an opportunity, a really good opportunity, to sign up with a bank, with a financial institution that really offers a great account and has proven themselves to be trustworthy, manage their finances well, and just do a good job of overall management of the high-yield savings account that you might want to sign up for in the future. Another thing I see is that some people don't understand how taxes work with your high-yield savings account. The video on the screen will teach you more about high-yield savings accounts and taxes. Click on it, and I'll see you over there. Peace.